Art, a lot of disgruntled Mariner fans have been calling for this to happen, and certainly a lot of people are saying it's time or past time. What is going into the reason for Armstrong leaving?
Well, I'm going to take Chuck at his word that he's, at 71, seen a number of his friends pass away, and, you know, it's always a time of sober reflection. What am I going to do with my time? And Chuck has made a significant contribution to the Mariners. I mean, he did help influence the draft of Ken Griffey Jr. He was around in 92 and was part of the group that helped save the team before it was relocated to Florida. He was around in 95 and in charge when they had the big run to their first postseason. And he was around in 2001 when the Mariners won 116 games. But throughout all that time, the Mariners have never been to the World Series, one of two teams, the other being the Washington Nationals, that have never played in the Fall Classic. And it's really been bad in the last 10 years when so much parity has happened in baseball, so that many teams, many forlorn teams, many hopeless teams have made the World Series at least once. But the Mariners continue to be really almost non-competitive. And unfortunately for Chuck, that's going to be his legacy.
Well, he's planning to leave at the end of January, but his boss, Howard Lincoln, is still planning to stay on. And a lot of people say, really, for real change to happen, he needs to go.
I think that's probably true, because Howard has been the bottleneck in this thing. He is the CEO. Chuck was the president. Jack Zarenczyk's the general manager. That's the pecking order. And it was often Chuck's charge to pick up after the mistakes that Howard made, either in public relations or some other public endeavor. Chuck was very well plugged into all of baseball, but knowing everybody hasn't translated into wins and losses. And in fact, it's Howard's lack of knowledge about baseball, his lack of understanding of the game, and his emphasis has always been on the ballpark experience. In other words, safe, clean environment. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's his priority first, second, and third over winning baseball. And that's what fans want.
So Armstrong is slated to leave at the end of January, and they've given another year to GM Jack Zarenczyk. But beyond that, we're not sure how long he'll be in charge in that role. And they also have a new manager in Lloyd McClendon who will be taking over next season.
It's a lot of change. And of course, the owner died, Hiroshi Yamauchi, this year. So it's a lot of changes going on in the front office. And to ask what they're going to do, I have no idea. The problem is that Howard ran an odd ship in which Chuck was his, you know, right-hand guy. And I don't know that a baseball executive would want to assume that role. I think what they need is a younger, more dynamic guy whose charge is exclusively to make the team win and to spare no expense, because now they own their own regional sports network in Root Sports. The money is there. There's still a passionate fan base, even though it dwindled to 1.6 million the last couple of years. That's saying a lot. There's a lot of people here who still want these guys to win, want to be successful. And despite all the criticism, it comes because people care. And this new guy is going to have to really be able to walk a fine line between handling Howard and also providing a dynamic, exciting baseball team. I'm sure there are people out there, but I'm not sure that Howard would want to hire one.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.